I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Now for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the WrestleMania episode, officially WrestleMania Vegas vibes here in the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast studio. Of course, as everybody knows, this is the Mia Made It series. We will be discussing WWE WrestleMania. We will be talking about WWE WrestleMania in Vegas. As everybody probably already knows by now, this card is presented by Snickers, WWE 2K 26, and of course this is the Saturday card that we will be talking about, April 18th. We have a lot of matches to talk about. Mia, say what's up to everybody and go ahead and introduce our guest as well.
What's up, everybody? And today we have a very special guest who has been on the podcast multiple times. I would say this is her
third or fourth
time joining our most loyal listener. Miriam, you want to say what's up to everybody?
Hi.
All right, golf claps for Miriam. Welcome to the show, guys. This is WrestleMania season. This is WrestleMania weekend, and I can't wait. I mean, we're off. I'm off for the next 2 days, so I get to watch it, enjoy it. Mia, you got a lot of things going on the next 2 days, or how's your weekend looking?
It's packed.
Very packed.
From here to June, I'm cooked every Sunday.
Yeah, we're starting the podcast a little bit late. Mia had college things to do this morning, so here we are, you know, running it at the same time as usual, running up to the show. You guys get to watch it as you're watching the show. You guys get to listen after to see if myself, Mia, and Miriam make the right predictions on our review episode. And then, of course, you know, you just get to kind of hear if we're wrong or right. And I hope somewhere somebody out there is keeping score. That way one day we get to find out what exactly our score is. So that being said, Mia, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. As everybody knows, the literal entrance music for our podcast today was Liv Morgan Trouble. So there's that to talk about. You know, we got Demon Finn Balor. We got CM Punk dropping pipe bombs. We got WrestleMania Night 1 and 2, 18 full hours of WrestleMania. So I think I made the decision for both of us, Mia. Let's just do both cards two different days. So we'll do today's card for Saturday, Sunday for Sunday. Sound good for you?
So two different episodes.
Two different episodes, yeah. Okay. So tomorrow you have college in the morning. You get out.
Depends, because I'm going to be in Alice.
It'll be in Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, we'll figure it out. We either will go to 2.5 hours, but we are already running up on WrestleMania, so we will just do the first card for sure, okay? So welcome to the show. Mia, go ahead and tell us what the match card is and how many matches and who is fighting tonight on Saturday's WrestleMania weekend.
Would you want me to read night two, or we wait for tomorrow to read night two?
So, real quick, do you think you'll have time to record tomorrow?
I don't think so, no.
No? Okay, mm-hmm. So read both of them. Okay. We'll go through both of them.
Okay, so for the night one match card, we have a 6-man tag team match with the new tag team champions, Logan Paul and Austin Theory.
So much to talk about.
I show speed. Then we have, on our other team, we have the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso, accompanied by LA Knight. Then we have Drew McIntyre versus Jacob Fatu in an unsanctioned match. Then we have our first title match of the night, the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way match with Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, Bayley and Lyra, the champs Nia Jax and Lash Legend, and the returning Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie. Then we have the Women's Intercontinental Championship match with AJ Lee, the champion, defending her title against Becky Lynch. Then we have just a regular match between Seth Rollins and Gunther.
Or possibly a career killer match. Who knows?
No. Then we have the Women's World Championship match with the Royal Rumble winner fighting Liv Morgan fighting Stephanie Vaquer for the Women's World Championship match. Then our main event, Randy Orton with Pat McAfee fighting Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Championship.
Or otherwise known as Pat McAfee. If we're talking about pipe bombs, we're talking about promos, I will read the second card for you, since that is a mouthful for the first one, so I imagine. Let's give you a little bit of a break. Second one's a little bit shorter, lucky me. Second night, of course, we have the opening match, Brock Lesnar and Obafemi, that I'm pretty sure everybody, you and I included, and Meredith, are probably very, Miriam, I'm sorry, inside joke, guys, are very, very excited about, so I can't wait for that one. Of course, we have the Intercontinental Championship ladder match with JD McDonagh, Dragon Lee, Penta, Javon Evans, Rey Mysterio, and Rusev. Then we have a United States Championship match between Sami Zayn and Trick Williams. We have Jade Cargill and Rhea Ripley for the WWE Women's Championship. We have Finn Balor, the Demon Finn Balor. Can't wait to talk about that. You know, Dominic Mysterio, just a one-on-one regular match outside of the Demon
regular match,
you know, expected to obviously appear. It's on the official WWE WrestleMania poster. CM Punk versus Roman Reigns in the main event World Heavyweight Championship match. Very packed card, obviously, guys. This is Sunday, April 19th. The card starts at 5 p.m. Eastern. We are Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. Mia, a lot to talk about. Where do you want to go first? How do you want to start this thing off? And do you know what the first match of WrestleMania Saturday is?
I would assume it was the six-man tag team match. But
let's go anywhere you want. Actually, let's try something different. Let's start most important first. Okay. Since we're going to have a lot to talk about in those important matches, and some of the other ones, you know, I think people want to hear the juice, and we're kind of a little bit squeezed on time. So okay. How does that sound, Miriam?
Personally, I think it's an amazing idea.
All right, let's get it. So, okay, so first match that I want to talk about, I want to talk about Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Pat McAfee. Obviously, the feud that we've been waiting for a long time, Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton, throwing Pat McAfee into the mix. I'm sure you know, both of y'all probably, a lot of mixed reviews about Pat McAfee being involved in the Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton feud. Mia, give us a little summary of what you've thought of the feud so far, what you think is going to happen, who you think is going to win, and Miriam, whenever she's done, do the same.
Honestly, everybody knows I am the hugest Pat McAfee fan other than our other brother. I wasn't expecting it to be Pat McAfee on the phone with Randy. It was very out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it at all, but I'm not mad about it because, you know, I'm very biased when it comes to Pat McAfee. I thought it was a good decision for Randy, especially if he wanted a mic guy. So, you know, Pat McAfee's kind of being his Paul Heyman at the time. And I think it's really, I like it. I think it's really fun. And I'm excited for the match tonight. I've been waiting for this since Cody first came back. When I first got into wrestling, I first started seeing all this lore behind it. And I was so excited. So I really hope this match doesn't disappoint me tonight. I'm really excited. Miriam?
When I found out that Pat McAfee was in the mix, I was like, you know when I show speed meme with, like, the random kid? That's how it felt in the moment. But I feel like now if we're really looking at it, then I feel like it does make sense, and I feel like it is going to be a very fun match, especially because we don't really see Pat McAfee interfering with any of the matches. And that's like basically all my thoughts about it.
I mean, hey, look here, guys. I mean, you guys don't like most of what I have to say most of the time. You're probably not gonna like what I have to say today either. Pat McAfee being an addition to this feud from a professional wrestling fan perspective, I can understand why people don't like it. Some of the, especially Pat kind of being the centerpiece, the focal piece, the mouthpiece for Randy Orton, who's been doing it for 20 plus years at a very, very high level, doesn't need a mouthpiece. But adding Pat McAfee, who is already a very, very big established ESPN platform, WrestleMania on ESPN, I think it probably did a lot of numbers and a lot of different things business-wise, bringing eyes to the platform based off of his platform alone. All that to the side, Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. Who do I want to win? Who do I want to lose? I love Cody Rhodes, man. He was, what, number 6, I think, on my top 10?
Was once number 1.
He was once number 1. He's still number 1. Right here, in my heart. So, you know, Cody, you're still right there, number 1 in my heart. But today, I can't go with you. We are fully invested in the Randy Orton chasing 17 world championships. I'm sorry, I'm going to make it short and sweet for my answer, since everything else was drawn out. I'm going to go with Randy Orton. I want him to win. I want Pat to interfere. I want them to make a spectacle out of this match, because they already made a spectacle out of the feud. So,
I wanted to add that Pat McAfee did say if Randy loses to Cody Rhodes tonight, he's leaving and you will never see Pat McAfee on a WWE screen again.
Oh, no. Okay, so that gives me even more reason to hope that Randy Orton wins. I love, oh, it's my, like, gosh, it's like we always say about Cody. I think we're a far time away from a point where Cody Rhodes is not winning championships, right? I think we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. Right? So Cody's going to have another chance. He's going to get him his 7-piece, his 7 championships, 8 championships, maybe 10, depending how long he's there. But Randy's at 15, he's going for 15. And then after that, you give him 16. Then after that, we're talking business, you know? So yeah. Give me Randy Orton from a business perspective and from a feud that I want to see, or a championship reign I want to see. I don't care if you give it to him for 4 weeks and have him lose it on a random Raw. You know, give it to somebody, give it back to Cody, have him win it again. Get me to 17 championships for Randy Orton. That's all I'm saying. I'll pass the mic to you. You guys finish it off with who you want to win. Mm-hmm. What do you think's going to happen? And are we going to get interference from the boys? Boston Connor, Ty, AJ Hawk?
No, because DB. Like, if y'all listen to the Pat McAfee show, like, y'all know the lore. Like, y'all know, like, the how funny it would be if Boston Connor was to come out and interfere at the match. Cody did say that anybody who was representing Pat was targeted, was an enemy.
More likely, does Tom Brady show up? Pat McAfee has NFL ties. It's Vegas. Tom Brady was fighting with Logan. I don't know. Maybe it's random. Maybe it's too random. I don't know. But I hope Tom Brady shows up somewhere.
For me, I would really love Randy to win. I love him so much. I think that, you know, the 17... I'm all down for Randy Orton 17. I thought he was the one to break Ric Flair's record. I thought he was supposed to be the one to beat John Cena, but here we are. He's going to get the title, and I hope it's the start of his 17 run.
The chase to 18, hopefully.
But Miriam?
For me, I feel like we're in a position where either outcome makes sense, as in Cody winning and, like, keeping his momentum and, like, continuing the face of the company thing. But also at the same time, once you brought up Pat McAfee saying, like, oh, if Randy loses and I'm never going to come back, I feel like now it's just solidified that he's not going to win. I feel like, looking at it, Randy's probably going to win 100%, especially because Pat McAfee's there, and we all know if someone is, like, partnering with or teaming up with someone in a match, there's obviously going to be interference with that person. So I think that Randy's going to win, but I don't think he should beat the current John Cena record of 17, I think.
You don't think Randy should?
I feel like if someone were to beat it, it should be Randy. But I feel like right now, we just need to keep that John Cena thing. Like John Cena beating Rick.
Okay. Valid. Let it play out. Yeah, for sure. Because it's like we always talk about. When it comes down to Randy Orton, we're talking about... We're racing against time when it comes to Randy Orton. Is he going to get 17 first? Or is he going to get 16 first? Or is he going to retire? You know, hopefully not, but with injury. You know, so... That's ultimately what it comes down to. She said, who does she think is going to win?
Who do you think is going to win, Miriam?
Randy.
And I think Randy as well.
But
so.
Just for the sake for Pat McAfee, I can't lose him again. It would be horrible.
Let's get to the match that we all want to talk about. The whole world wants to talk about. The whole world wants to hear about. Actually, cue the song one more time. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? We all want to talk about Liv Morgan and how Liv Morgan is the best and how she's the greatest and how I don't think I've ever seen a wrestler probably as great as Liv Morgan in my... I'm just kidding.
Okay, calm down.
Let's talk about arguably the hottest feud in wrestling right now between Liv Morgan, Stephanie Vaquer. If you ask me, it's led all... of the WrestleMania build. Mm-hmm. Definitely the most bad blood in a feud leading up to WrestleMania, without a doubt, from the slap to the name calling to the you know, to the Triple H letting them go ham in gorilla position over in the back where they were fighting. They let them fight for real. Like, you know, to the calling out the moms, calling out the mud huts, calling out this, that, the other. If you ask me, there's not one single match on this card I want to talk about more than this one. So if there is one that we can take our time on and shave a little bit of time off of the others, this is going to be the one to do it. So, Liv Morgan, Stephanie Vaquer, what do you think happens? Who do you think wins? And where do you want this to go? Actually, let me start. Okay. I'm just kidding. No, Liv Morgan. I'm going to go with Liv Morgan. I love Stephanie Vaquer. I love everything that she is, everything she's becoming, everything she's going to be. Future megastar. Massive aura. We all know these things about Stephanie Vaquer. English is getting better. Promos are getting hot. Subtitles are working. You know what I mean? Massive feud with Liv Morgan. Like I said, leading the way for WrestleMania, for the WrestleMania buildup. But Liv Morgan, you know, she's her, you know? I don't know what else to say. So, Liv Morgan, I'm going Liv.
And for me, it's so easy. I'm always going with Liv Morgan. As anybody who has listened to this podcast... since the beginning, Liv Morgan has been my favorite. I have constantly hyped her up over every little thing. She does no wrong in my eyes. Like, she's my goat. But no, like, in all seriousness, it's really crazy to see where she's come since I first started watching the WWE. The first episode I ever watched, she was teamed up with Rhea and she got betrayed by Rhea, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like,
come a long way.
I was like, what are they gonna do with her now? And like, I was so scared. And then she, from Money in the Bank to all the way to here now, she's come so far. And I know a lot of people in the IWC are saying like she's not gonna win this, like it's just to push Stephanie. Like, she's not going to win this. But if they don't have Liv Morgan win this, it's going to be horrible. Like, you can't have her be the runner-up in 3 Royal Rumbles, finally have her win her main event, and then boom.
Never
again. Take it away. Like, Liv Morgan's winning. That's awesome. All I have to say. Miriam?
I think that Stephanie is an amazing wrestler, but also at the same time, ever since Liv came back from... Anyway, ever since Liv came back from an injury, she's been on an all-time high. Like, she just won the Rumble. She's literally just on top of the world right now. And I never really cared for her before this. But I don't think that a loss will hurt Stephanie that much. And just, like, I'm just looking at it from a standpoint, I don't think the WWE is going to make Liv lose in any way. So I just think Liv's going to win.
I hope so. I really do. I hope you're right, because I'm going Liv all the way. Like I said, I love Stephanie Vaquer. Everybody knows how I feel about her. What I love even more is what they did with this feud and how they had it mainstream versus independent grind. That was so hard, man. And it really is a true depiction of what the WWE universe is. It's true professional wrestling fans who love the sport of professional wrestling, and you have sports entertainment fans who love sports and entertainment mixed up into one, which I sit firmly on one camp, and everybody knows where I sit. I'm a sports entertainment guy all day. But like I said, I love the clash, because I feel like the feud really brings out that competition in the fans as well, where you have the indie kind of fans who are riding with Stephanie, who's been around the whole world, and then you have, of course, the sports entertainment fans who are riding with Liv, more mainstream. So I love everything about this, but like I said, I'm going Liv, and that went quicker than I thought. I'm not gonna lie. So moving into the next one, will another career be ended tonight at WrestleMania?
No.
Bad shoulders, bad backs, bad knees, fake injuries, maybe karma catches up, who knows? I don't know. You know, you play with that injury thing. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, guys. It is Gunther. Seth is a legend. He's had quite the career. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. It's a regular singles match, you know. Who wins this match? Seth, Gunther. Ultimately comes down to who does the loss affect more. Gunther, obviously. I think Gunther's going to smash Seth Rollins tonight. I think Gunther wins.
And I'm going to switch this up, and I'm going to let Miriam go first and give her opinion on the match. So, Miriam, whenever you're ready.
I feel like Gunther's whole thing is, like, dominance. Like, he hasn't been beated in such a long time, or when he does get beated, like, everyone just, like, goes over it. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I hate Gunther. Like, I dislike him with a passion, but also at the same time, I also dislike Seth. I, you know, because my favorite's Roman, and I will never forgive him for what he did 13 years ago. But anyway, right? I feel like what Darren said is true. If Gunther loses, it's going to affect him so much. But I feel like now is the time for the WWE to show that, like, he can be beating. Like, he should... I feel like Gunther should have a downfall, right? But also, I don't know, this is hard because I feel like the WWE loves Gunther way too much to have him lose after he lost to Jay, I think. I don't remember. But I want Seth to win, but I think Gunther's gonna win.
Before you go, Mia, I think what we're looking at here is, I think it's no doubt that Seth is gonna lose. It's how bad does he lose? I think what we're looking at here is Seth needs to go away with an injury. This is me theorizing.
He just came back.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, but from the fake injury, right?
He just came back from his shoulder injury. Just like...
Maybe it's not all the way fixed. I don't know. Maybe we need a moment to establish Gunther as a real true hoss that... You know, he took out Goldberg into his career. Okay, Oldberg. That's what people were saying. You know what I mean? I didn't say it. I love Goldberg. Come on the podcast whenever you want. Love to talk to you. And, you know. But Goldberg, John Cena, you know, old, finished with his career. Greatest of all time. But, you know, he did it when he did it. AJ Styles, a little more impressive, okay. What if he shelves Seth Rollins for a good year and a half, 2 years? You give Seth Rollins a lot of time to, you know, to get ready, get prepared, come back, and truly take over that Roman Reigns role. I don't know. That could be what we're looking at. I'm just saying it. I don't know anything. We're clearly off on the Finn Balor thing, but I'm just saying, let's talk about every single thing we could possibly talk about. But I'm going Gunther, and I don't have any hesitation in that one.
You guys, y'all are so fake. Like, honestly, like, no wonder why Seth is always turning heel and dissing on the crowd, because y'all hate him. Y'all, like, give him love, and then y'all are like, nope. Nope, y'all need it. And this is just rage bait. Everything you're saying is just rage bait. And honestly, I had just texted Darren about this the other day. I have been around for 5 WrestleManias in total. Seth Rollins has been on every single WrestleMania since I started watching, and I have never turned my back on him. So why am I going to turn my back on him today? Seth is going to win. And I'm going to be like, I told y'all. I'm gonna be like, I told y'all Seth won, and y'all are all gonna apologize to me on the next podcast. So Seth is gonna win, obviously.
Seth.
Miriam.
I don't know, like, bringing up the fact that he just came back from an injury, I feel like either Gunther or Seth winning would be valid. So can I say indecisive? Has anyone said that before?
We all have like a yearly.
We all each had one pass. Do you want to use it on this one? It's a question.
Because I hate them both, and usually my votes are out of bias.
You can use one, but you only get one.
I can't use the bias card on this one, so I'll take the indecisive card for this one.
All right, we'll give Miriam a pass for this one.
It is the weekend is the main theme for this year.
What's that?
The song we were talking about in the
card. Oh, he is.
Yeah,
it just showed it right now. The weekend. Save your tears for another day. Okay, so next one we're gonna talk about, pretty simple for me, so I'm gonna answer it and hand it off to you guys. We got Becky Lynch, we got AJ Lee. I'm not ready to see AJ Lee stop. I'm not ready to see AJ Lee not have a rocket on her. I'm going AJ Lee. I think Becky Lynch can afford the loss. But at the same time, AJ's already tapped her out 3 times. Is Becky due for a win? But I'm gonna go with AJ, because I do want to see her keep that Intercontinental Championship. But another question. First question: AJ's tapped her out 3 times. Is Becky due for a win? And second question: does AJ lose the title and move up to the main championship picture? So I'm going AJ. This one's easy for me. You go ahead and take it whichever way you want. You or Miriam.
I'm going to let Miriam go first, because I need to decide.
Okay, my time to shine, guys. If you know me, you know that I absolutely despise Becky Lynch. Like, I hate this woman. I have pure hatred towards her. So obviously, if AJ doesn't win, I'm never showing my face on Earth again. But AJ will win, like... I feel like they're not going to bring her back and make this whole big thing just to have her lose to Becky out of all people. You know what I mean? And again, just what Darren said, Becky can have this loss. Like, it's not going to really impact her in any way. But, you know, AJ, my goat, she needs to win. She will win.
And see, I love Becky Lynch. Anybody who's ever... talk to me, I love Becky Lynch. Like, I'm very similar to my brother when it comes to liking wrestlers that everybody doesn't like. I have always been that way. And, you know, Becky Lynch is the greatest of all time, and she's not the only one saying it. Everybody else says it. Sports Illustrated says it, and if they say that, it's pretty valid. And, oh my goodness, my mother is calling me. But, you know, it's pretty... For me, it's really hard because, you know, I love AJ Lee. I have been, you know, AJ Lee since I first started watching wrestling. I loved everything about her. I loved the skipping, the shorts, the titles. Like, she was just so cute, and I just loved her. But I can't turn my back on Becky. I have a streak with Seth. I have a streak with Becky. I've only voted against Becky one time, and it was her and Liv. So today I'm going Becky Lynch. I just want to be different.
All right. So that's everything for that one?
Did a mom call you?
Yeah, that's fine. She'll get a hold of somebody.
No, she called me too.
That's I know. That's fine. But what we will do, Mia, is we will only do the first card today.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't want us to miss WrestleMania. I want us to go be prepared, get our things ready, Miriam, you as well. But like I said, tomorrow, even if we're recording right before the show, we'll do it tomorrow. If we don't, we do a review, a recap the next day. Okay, on Monday. So let's get night one out of the way. Let's go enjoy WrestleMania. And, you know, our mom is blowing our phone up currently, trying to get a hold of everybody because we have plans here in a little bit. So, all right, guys. So the next one we are going to talk about is also going to be another fun one. I don't think it's probably going to take that long. So we can kind of run through it a little bit. The WWE Women's Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way Match. We got Nia Jax, Lash Legend, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Bayley, and Lyra Valkyria, and of course the Bellas, where there is rumors swirling because Nikki is hurt currently. Surprise returns, people possibly coming back, possibly Paige, Saraya. So let's talk about it. Saraya coming back to the WWE. What are you hearing? Is that something that's gonna happen? What do you think?
Me personally,
can read that cred too.
Okay. I had sent this to my brother from the source of Sky Wrestling, and it's a article that says Paige has re-signed with WWE, and the contract is a multi-year contract. At first I didn't believe it, but usually everything that Sky Wrestling posts ends up coming true.
That was on April 1st, was it?
No, this was just like the other day.
Okay.
And so at first I didn't believe it, but Paige has been very vocal about wanting to come back to WWE, but not wanting to come back as Saraya, coming back as Paige.
As Paige.
Because she loves the character and she just wants to come back home. And again, when I first started watching wrestling, even though I didn't see Paige, I was very, you know, videos I saw of her would pop up and I was just obsessed with her. I mean, she was very different compared to a lot of the divas at the time, the superstars at the time. Like, if you looked
not
at...
Not those videos, guys, by the way. So,
if you look at weirdos. Someone like the Bella Twins and then you compare them to Paige, she was the kind of very similar to Rhea Ripley when it came to looks. You know, she was like the goth girl with... And it was just so, like, I loved it. And I had always was waiting for her to come back, but I know I had saw a lot of videos and people like, she's not coming back. Like, there's no way. So there is a tiny piece of 8-year-old Mia that wants her to come back tonight. Will she come back to replace Brie? I don't know. Brie said she's medically cleared for tonight, so I don't know.
Okay. So that being said, does Miriam have anything to say about Paige possibly returning?
I believe 100% that Paige will return. Not only is my heart telling me, but my mind is telling me too. And personally, everything Mia said with, I agree with. Like, that's, like, I've always looked up to Paige too. And I just feel like we need one more, like, at least one more run with AJ and Paige. And I feel like it's the perfect time to introduce her into the WWE now again, especially because AJ was also just introduced.
And the Bella Twins are back too.
I think, yep. I don't, that is true. That is a very, very good point, actually.
That's the original four horsewomen, everybody says, is them for.
Oh, that's actually a very good point. So is Sasha coming back soon? Okay, hold on, guys. Hey. Pump the brakes. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Sasha, we miss you. Come back, please. Anyway, this one's actually pretty simple for me, but at the same time, very interesting. Love Lash Legend and the work she's doing. Obviously, love Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Legend. Nia Jax, I'm not too crazy. That's why I kind of skipped over her, so sorry, Nia. But Bayley, you know, when Bayley's in a match, it's always a good match. Lyra Valkyria, I love Lyra Valkyria. And, of course, the Bellas, love the Bellas. Even if it is Nikki, I'm going Bellas. If it's Paige, I'm going Bellas.
Brie. You said Nikki.
And Nikki's the one that's hurt, right?
Bree's the one that's hurt. Because Bree just came back.
Oh, Bree got hurt. Mm-hmm. Oh, that twin magic, man. I'm telling you. Okay. So even if it's etc. Or even if it's Paige, I'm going Bellas. I'm going the Bellas to win the championships. Let's kick it a little bit old school and let's go back a little bit and let's establish the old four horsewomen. Eventually get Sasha back in the mix and let's go four horsewomen versus four horsewomen. That's what I want to see. Make it happen, WWE. Make it happen, Triple H. Hit us up too if you need creative ideas. Excuse me. See what happens when I'm mean. Mia, what do you want to happen? Miriam, what do you want to happen in this match?
For me, it is going to be really simple. I love the Bella Twins. And when I told some people, they were really shocked, like, when it came to me liking the Bella Twins. But I love the mean girl vibe that they give off. I'm not a mean girl, I promise, guys. I can't even get mad at my dog without crying. But I love the mean girl character they give off. I just adore them so much. I was so hyped whenever Brie came back because I was like, dude, I'm so excited. Even though, like the same thing with Paige and AJ, I never got to see them on TV, but they're so goated and they're so legendary that I adored them even though I never saw them on TV.
And you never saw the Bellas, right?
Never saw the Bellas. Yeah. Okay. Because I came into the Vince McMahon's last year in the WWE. Okay. You know, theory two belts, never... three belts. Sorry.
Yeah. Correct yourself because actually, in another universe out there somewhere, Austin Theory is Austin Theory Monet right now. Okay, guys.
Crazy. So,
but no, Miriam, what do you think is gonna happen? Where did you say?
I'm going with the Bella Twins.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Miriam.
I thought you said Miriam. My fault. I wasn't paying attention.
No, he did. It's okay. I cut you off.
Oh, but I personally want the Bellas Twins to win. You know, like, you can look, but you can't touch. But I feel like that they won't be here for long. Like, I don't know. I just have a feeling that they won't. And I feel like every match that I look at or that I can remember with either Bayley or Lyra, they were the ones that ended up winning. So I feel like, realistically, Bayley and Lyra, oh my God, I can't say her name. Lyra are going to win. But also at the same time, I need the Bellas Twins to win.
Lyla Valkyria would have been fire too, I'm not gonna lie.
See, but the thing is,
go ahead.
If Paige does come back, Nikki's gonna have to win a title with someone who's not her sister. Mm-mm. She wanted, if Bree's hurt, Paige and Nikki would win the titles. They would be the champions.
Or is there a Bella heel turn coming in the future?
I have no idea.
Where they turn on Paige. If, I mean, obviously, hypothetically, but
she's medically cleared, though. Like, Paige, she's, like, able to...
I have no clue. She's been saying she wanted back in WWE for so long, I don't even know if it's just talk or rumors or April Fool's jokes at this
Hopefully,
point.
Hopefully, she does come back tonight, but the concept of Paige coming back does kind of throw off the Bellas winning for me.
Okay.
Just... You know, Nikki said she brought Brie back because there was no tag team women's championships when they were around. So she wants to win a tag team championship with her sister. So why would she want to win? Why would they make her win with Paige But, like you said, that could open a door to a heel turn. The Bellas turn on Paige, you know, run it back from all those years ago. But my heart says the Bellas are going to win. And if Paige comes back, I want to see Paige with that title and, you know, bring back the women's division, you know.
Okay, women's tag division. I'm going with the Bellas no matter what.
I'm going with the Bellas, Miriam. Miriam?
I'm realistically going with Bayley and Lyra, even though I hate Bayley.
Hey, put a belt on Lyra at any point. I'm down for it. So if that happens, I can't necessarily be mad. I don't think there's a bad outcome in this match, though, realistically. That being said, guys, we are going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we will jump into the two matches that will be the first hour on ESPN2.
We're going backwards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were going up.
We'll talk about, of course, the six-man tag team match and the unsanctioned match, and we'll get through those, and we'll go enjoy WrestleMania. So, guys, we'll catch you on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. This is a 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the Mia Made It series. We're here with Mia Made It. We're here with Miriam. And of course, we're here with the D to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, DIG. That is me, myself. Follow me on Spotify at DIG. Follow the podcast at 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, or even type in Mia Made It. Let's get into night two of WrestleMania. I'm just kidding. We're not going to get into night two. I thought that would get a reaction from Mia, but clearly she's lost over here. Stay in the zone, Mia. It's WrestleMania. I know we're ready to go, but Miriam, you still there with us? You hanging in there?
Yeah, guys.
Oh, she's barely there, but we're going, guys. We're moving. Let's enjoy the final two matches, which we're not going to have a lot to say of them. We'll spend most of the time on one of them, and then the other one, we're kind of just going to pick a winner. I don't really care who wins that match. I'm not going to lie to you. So, that being said, let's start with the match I don't really care about that much. Drew McIntyre, Jacob Fatu. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd rather Drew McIntyre win it. Don't really care a lot about this match. It's not even that it's the end of the episode either. It's just I feel like Drew McIntyre is the new Sheamus. I feel like you're going to throw him somewhere. He's going to have a slobber knocker. It's going to be a great match. Really physical. Maybe some blood. Some crazy spots. But, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 6'7". I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I feel like I don't really have very much interest in Sheamus and Drew McIntyre and Jacob Fatu. Was impressed with Jacob Fatu on the microphone. He has some personality, has some character. Not really all that impressed with him as a potential world champion. I'm gonna go back to my opinions on him from a few episodes before I apologize for thinking that Jacob Fatu might have been something bigger. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Drew McIntyre, at the same time, like I said, Sheamus did very well for himself, had a very good career, didn't hold the title all that many times, maybe 7, 8, 9 time world champion, something like that. Drew McIntyre can live with that. Right now, I think he's where he's supposed to be. He's having matches he's supposed to be having, still on WrestleMania, not a bad thing. Doesn't matter if you're the main event or not, you're working, you're getting work, and you're getting work on the biggest scheduled calendar event of the year. So don't really care what happens. Give me Drew McIntyre with the win in an unsanctioned match, and give me a very, very physical fight between the two, even though this will probably be the fight that I get up to go get my plate for. So no disrespect at all. No disrespect. I just personally, I'm not tapped up. I'm not tapped in too much into this one. So, yeah. Give me Drew McIntyre with the win, and let's keep it moving. You know, so Mia, Mariam. Yeah,
I'm gonna go the same route.
If y'all have more to say on it, go ahead. Feel free. I just don't have very much.
I don't have very much to say about it either. Even though I haven't been really tuned in to WWE like I always am, guys. College sucks.
It's a delicate balance.
It's horrible. But I usually would see things on Instagram, on YouTube, on, you know, I would hear it from my friends like Mariam and all of them. I would hear things about, you know, WrestleMania, about WWE, so I would get informed and then I'd be able to go and watch. I didn't know Pat McAfee came back until somebody sent it to me, but I never once got informed about the Drew McIntyre match against Jacob. I thought it was going to be an off-screen match. That's how confused I was when I saw it, because I have not seen anything about it. Again, no offense to either fighters, you know, I love Drew McIntyre. I've never really been too big on Jacob Fatu, but
it's not personal.
Yeah, it's not personal. I just give me Drew McIntyre all the time.
You are big on Drew McIntyre, though.
I am big on Drew McIntyre. I love
Drew
him.
Drew McIntyre was in your top 10,
I believe, was in my top 10. Right? I think he was my sixth.
Jacob Fatu was not.
Jacob Fatu wasn't even a thought.
Mariam, if you ever want to put together a top 10 superstars episode, a superstars list, we would love to hear that as well. So, you know, just on any podcast. Doesn't even have to be that one. But, Mariam, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you want to win here?
I'm surprised that you guys don't, really care about the match. But, again, no one really talks about it. It's kind of, the match, the underdog match, I would say. But I personally love Drew McIntyre. That is my goal. And I'm seeing so much people say that Jacob is going to win, which is upsetting me. But, again, no one really talks about it. No one really cares about it. But I really want Jacob to win. Not Jacob, what the heck, sorry. I really want Drew to win. But what I was going to say was Jacob has been, flopping recently. He's been going down, a downhill, whatever. But
very fast,
too. Give me Drew. That's my goat.
The fact that Jacob Fatu is on a WrestleMania before Solo Sikoa can be on a WrestleMania just freaks me out.
And quicker than what LA Knight did, too.
Yeah, I think it was just random. I mean, they just need somebody.
Don't get me wrong. Triple H has very, very high hopes for Jacob Fatu.
Yes.
Make no mistakes, that is a Triple H guy through and through. You know? So, and I can understand it. I'm a sports and entertainment kind of guy. You know what I mean? I like me some Sunday night main event type dudes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like me Sunday night main event type women. You know, I like the sports and entertainment, the bigness of these people, because they don't look like me. I'm an average guy. Jacob Fatu's kind of average. You know, I don't really care, you know, for the most part. But all respect to his in-ring. I can't do a moonsault off of the top rope. You know what I'm saying? I'll throw my knee out. That dude is very spectacular at what he does. He's a master. He's on WrestleMania. You know what I mean? And we're here talking about him. So, no disrespect at all. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the feud was even about at this point. Mariam, what is the feud about? Do you know? Are you a little bit more tapped in?
I'm going to be so honest, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Dude, we honestly need Day on the podcast.
Yeah, we need... Okay, so, guys, this is obviously on us, you know?
Yeah.
Busy life, changing work schedule. Mariam has no excuse, but I'm just kidding. But, no, I think everybody knows this is going to be the one where you're going to see the seats clearing out a little bit. People are going to the bathroom, to the merchandise. No disrespect.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre is going to show up and come jump us on our podcast the way they've been doing everybody else.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh.
Cody Rhodes breaking Pat McAfee's set was crazy.
That was crazy.
But this isn't our last match, right?
Yes. Well, the next one is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a question in between just so we can conversate about it. It's okay if it's not easy, but I saw them talking about it. What would you say from the matches you've seen so far, not on this WrestleMania, but WrestleManias before, is, you could say, is your favorite match?
Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. When Shawn Michaels tried to end the streak the second time. I think it was WrestleMania 25 and 26, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, it was around the 2007-8. You know which one I'm talking about, yes, though, right? Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. I don't need to say anymore.
Yeah.
And for everybody that's listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, easy.
And, Miriam, do you have a favorite WrestleMania match that you've watched?
This is very hard for me. It's either, I'd like to say, what I agree with Darren, Undertaker or Shawn, or Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, and Dudley, like, in the ladder match.
Okay.
I don't know if it was on WrestleMania, but I remember really liking that match and watching it over and over again. There was one with CM Punk that I really liked.
CM Punk did have a lot of good WrestleMania matches. That's true. That's a good episode. Like top three, top five favorite WrestleMania matches or moments.
We'll get Miriam on this one too.
That'd be fun.
Yes, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure to get Evan on it too.
And Evan too. For me, I was thinking about this like the whole podcast episode because I wanted to ask, but it's last year's WrestleMania main event. Is easily one of my favorites, where Seth Rollins won the main event of WrestleMania and I was just like crying by myself. It was just so awesome to watch, but no match will ever top Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins WrestleMania 38 in Dallas. That started everything.
The return
for me, that started my whole entire wrestling love. I got bit by the wrestling bug that night, and it was just, it's my favorite match ever. I watch it all the time. If that match wouldn't have happened, Mia Maida would not have been here right now, because that's just how it goes. I hated Cody Rhodes. Gosh, I have never felt more hatred towards someone before. But now Now I love him so much, and I've loved Seth Rollins ever since.
Cody didn't do anything to anybody. I'm very surprised neither of you said the Avengers WrestleMania with Cody and Roman when Cody won the championship and Cena came out.
That one
Undertaker
was good too,
came out. That,
I should have said that because I was there.
That one,
Miriam was there. She attended.
That's epic.
And I was crying my eyes out in the parking lot after Roman lost.
Go ahead and talk about it. Tell us. We did not know that it's WrestleMania season, so let's talk about it. I have a story too, so I'll go after you.
It was so bad, dude. That was my first wrestling show, and I was like 2 to 3 months after getting into the WWE. And so I pull up, I'm in all of my Roman gear, you know, I got his little signature on the left cheek, and then, logo on the right, and I had the hoodie, and I had a sign, and I was just so geeked and happy to be there, right? Right after, The Undertaker came, and then everyone came out. It was so crazy, it was, unreal to me, but right after I heard the bell, and I saw... Oh my god, it was so bad. I was crying my eyes out. And then as I was walking out of the parking lot, some grown man behind me had the audacity to be like, Roman fans are in shambles right now. And I was so mad.
Dude, I got into a fight with a guy one time at a wrestling show. My dad and his girlfriend took off to go get drinks, and this guy was talking about Pat McAfee, and I got so mad. And I was like, I know, Dada. But Miriam also attended John Cena's last match, right? If I'm not mistaken, Miriam?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. She was for the pretty elite ones.
We're definitely going to have Miriam on for a show where we just talk about moments from live events that we've attended. Yeah. That'd be a cool episode, too.
Where we sat on the... Gosh, when I got acknowledged by Pat McAfee. If y'all didn't know, guys, I'm in, 2 Pat McAfee hype packages.
Yeah.
So y'all cannot say nothing about me.
True.
Because I have been, and probably if they make another hype package, I'm going to be in there because...
Number one Pat McAfee fan.
Like, dude. Only fan.
Okay.
The one Pat McAfee, that's messed up. I'm there with you, Mia. Let's talk about the final match that we have and probably the most fun match of WrestleMania weekend. I think it at least has the potential. But before that, guys, Mia made it Discord channel coming soon to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord. Feel free to join us there. We'll be giving away cards. We'll be selling cards. We'll be, doing live Monday Night Raw reactions. We'll be doing Q&As. We'll be doing a lot of different things in the Discord. Whatever we can figure out, whatever we can come up with. And it'll be a lot better way to keep our community a little bit more together in one place. And it'll be a lot easier to communicate, especially if you want to get on the podcast or if you have questions for us. So Mia Made It Discord channel coming to the 3&D Signs and Sports Discord soon. And we will start growing that community very soon and very, very fast. So get into it as quick as you can, because it will be the fastest growing community on Discord by the time we're through with it. So last match of the night. Let's talk about the six-man tag team match between the Usos and LA Knight and Austin Theory, Logan Paul, and Ishow Speed.
Holy random.
Everybody who's going to complain about the celebrities, we don't care, okay? We do not care. We don't care a little bit. We don't care a lot. We don't care at all. So what we want to do and what we want to talk about is celebrate the fact that the WWE is mainstream enough to capture the eyes of the biggest streamer in the world, of the biggest sports platform in the world, dude, Pat McAfee, Speed. And the biggest sports platform on the planet, ESPN, you know? So the WWE is doing good things, you know, Jelly Roll, all these celebrities. We're at a point where we actually have celebrities joining who respect the business, take it seriously. Hey, if you want to talk about celebrity, I'm not gonna get okay.
It's not.
All right, guys, I was about to go on one of my rants. I was about to stand on the table, but we're not gonna do that. It's WrestleMania season. Let's keep it happy. All right. So I don't think this one's hard for me. I look forward to talking more about what we think is gonna happen. I'm gonna go with the Vision, and I'm gonna go with Ishow Speed, because tag team champs Logan Paul, Austin Theory. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's keep it moving. But there's a possibility the Usos go over and they get a championship shot. I don't know, you know. So, it's not for the tag team championships, right?
No, it's
there's
just
no way.
Yeah, but okay. If one of the Usos was to pin Theory or Logan, that. They would get that shot. Okay.
So, what do you guys think is gonna happen? Where do you think it goes, and how do you think this works?
I'm gonna let Miriam go first. Miriam.
I really want the Usos and Knight to win, but also at the same time, having Speed on with Logan and Austin is a really big advantage, because Speed is arguably the biggest streamer in the world right now. Like, say Wallahi, bro, whatever, right? And I feel like with that, they're going to have him win, but also this one is a 50-50 for me. Like, I've seen people say, like, yeah. I feel like it's equal 100%. Amount. People saying that the Usos and Knight are going to win, and then Speed, Austin, and Logan are going to win. So for this one, I'd probably say I'm just going to follow my gut and my bias. Wait, I do love Ishow Speed, though. Like, that's my go. But I'm going to follow my gut and my bias and say the Usos and Knight.
Okay.
Yeah. And for me, dude, I love Ishow Speed. Like, that's probably, like, the most teenager thing I've ever said on this podcast, but I love him. He's so funny. Like, his videos will have me cracking up at, like, the dark time at night, like, because he's so funny. And, you know, I'm really biased. Y'all have heard my opinions on Logan Paul. Y'all have heard my opinions on Austin Theory. You know, it's Ishow Speed was really random to throw into this match. I wasn't expecting it. At least it wasn't Jelly Roll. No offense to Jelly Roll, but I think I would have cried if it was. But it's this one is really easy for me. I love Logan Paul. I love Austin Theory. And I love that they're the tag team champions right now. Because this is the team that I was making in my 2K in everything. Like, this, I loved the concept. So, I'm just going to go with Logan Paul, iShow Speed, and Austin Theory just for, you know, the concept of being biased.
All right. I mean, let's talk more about, before we hop off, before we get off and everybody is able to go enjoy WrestleMania, what kind of fun things do you think can happen in this match? That's tomorrow. Because I can imagine Trick Williams has some fun stuff, creative stuff for the match with Sammy.
He's fighting Sammy?
Yeah.
On WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm. United Trick States Williams? Championship, night two also. So
I'm so excited.
What are some fun things that could happen in this match? Is there anything rumored? Is there... Logan Paul, let me bring up Tom Brady. Is there any chance that Tom Brady pops up and makes an appearance in Vegas?
I think if Tom Brady is going to show up in any match, I've never seen you without your bracelets before, so it's like freaking me out. But if he is to appear in any match, it would most likely be the Seth and Gunther one. And I know that's random, but hear me out. Okay, Seth is the one who called out Tom Brady. Was the one that said Tom Brady doesn't have the guts to get into a wrestling ring. It's not what he said, but I'm not going to use foul language on him. And if he is to appear in any match, it would make the most sense. You don't have the
balls, Tom, to come in come into a WWE ring. And I can't see it either. I can't see it either.
If he is to come in, he would probably interfere with that match. I hope he doesn't. I'm going to be so mad, and I would take my rage out on my brother-in-law, Marco, because he really loves Tom Brady. So for the sake of him, just hope he doesn't come in this match.
Miriam, you think Tom Brady will show up? Would you like for Tom Brady to show up? Do you even know who Tom Brady is?
Be calm. I don't really care. I don't dabble in other sports besides wrestling. So I don't really care about or for Tom Brady. I mean, but
no wonder on the other side of the coin,
if Tom Hardy were to show up, then I wouldn't be sad. Anyway.
No, I mean,
Tom Hardy's my goal. Like, he was the goat in Venom.
You know, you're not wrong. Tom Hardy's one of my favorite actors. What's a movie with him and Chris Pine? Can't remember. Chris Pine, Tom Hardy. They both play like these spies or something, and they're both going after the same girl. I can't remember, but look it up. It's a great movie. Movie suggestion for everybody. You're welcome. One of my favorite movies. It's not that old. It's maybe like 10 years old, 15, something like that. Probably like the age of Mia. Sorry, I just aged myself, but that's okay. All right, guys. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, please join us in WrestleMania Vegas. Please join us on the podcast. We will be here whenever you want to come join on. Miriam will be here. I'm just kidding. Mia does not want you here for talking about Seth. It's going to be a great WrestleMania Saturday. Guys, tomorrow we'll figure it out. We'll either record tomorrow before the show. Y'all will have it before. Or we'll do a review recap episode on Monday and we'll drop that. And maybe, well, we still got the GM episode 1 coming, you know, where we book our first week officially, and, you know, maybe we book a second one. But, Mia, you looking forward to that, continuing that?
I'm kind of scared. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's all for fun. As we said, we're going to help her out on the show. If anybody has any comments, you know, tips, hints, tricks that she can use, you know, feel free to drop that comment on Spotify at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just look up Mia Made It on Spotify and you will find us. Shout out to Jackie Redman and shout out to Kathy Kelly. I don't know. I just saw Jackie Redman on the TV right now and I can't help myself. Shout out to the WWE. WrestleMania weekend is now upon us, guys. This has been the Mia Made It podcast. This has been the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. And everybody enjoy the WrestleMania weekend. Miriam, thank you for joining us. Mia, say your goodbyes. Miriam, say your goodbyes. And we'll go enjoy our weekend.
Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Miriam, thank you for joining the podcast so last minute. I texted her like 10 minutes before the episode started, very last minute, and she came in and she gave some crazy opinions. And thank you, Miriam, for coming, and I hope you're on the next one with us.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on here. And I want to thank everyone who's listening out there. And let me see if my cat has something to say. Okay, that's her goodbye for you guys. But thank you.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us on another one. God bless. Have a good weekend. And we will catch you guys on the next one, whenever that may be.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.